Communications Manager in the Ministry of Tourism, Jay Belmar, said activities for Tourism Month are progressing smoothly. She said several events will be held over the next 2 weeks to highlight the importance of the tourism sector to the economy.
Things that are coming up would be a tourism lecture, an inaugural tourism lecture, and we have invited Dr. Cola Cameron, who is the lecturer and author of In Tourism and Hospitality at the University of the West Indies in Trinidad, and she'll be lecturing on the topic Sustainable Tourism Development, Embracing the Benefits of Community-Based Tourism. And that is on Thursday, the 27th of November, at the Methodist Church Hall. I know there's a walk. Due to the weather, we had to postpone it. It's now rescheduled, so it's on Saturday, the 6th of December. Now, every year we have the Tourism Awards, where we would celebrate persons who have contributed to the tourism industry over the year. We have a total of 7 awards, so community groups, immigration officers, taxi drivers, hoteliers would be awarded. And this year it will be held at the Hotel Alexandrina on Saturday, November 22nd. On Friday the 28th at Heritage Square, we have an exhibition, and persons can register up at the Ministry of Tourism, tell us what products you want to display, and you can join us at Heritage Square.
Ms. Belmar said one of the main objectives of Tourism Month is to raise the level of awareness among Vincentians on issues relating to the sector.
We're trying to raise the level of awareness of tourism in St. Vincent. We don't want it to just appear that it's only about the key stakeholders, because tourism is about everyone. It's the person that sells craft on the street. It's the students. It's the person to operate the ferries, the taxi drivers. So it's not just about us in the ministry and in the government service and the key stakeholders, but it's everyone, because if we don't all see our role in the tourism industry, we could be fighting a losing battle. Though it's just a month we're celebrating, it should be something that we do for the entire year, that not just pause in November, but it should be something that we really hold deeply in our heart, that tourism is about everybody stepping in and chipping in to help get our tourism industry up to where it should be. I know other countries had a head start on us in tourism. We were agricultural based before, but tourism is very important to our economy, and we need all hands on deck to make sure that it works.
Ms. Belmar also appealed to persons to support the activities planned for the remainder of Tourism Month.
I encourage the students to take part in our activities, the public to come out to the exhibition. The exhibition would also have music, so it would be in the form of a lunch hour concert. So bring your lunch, bring your blanket, come out to the Port Authority lawn, and you could listen to our local entertainers, come across and enjoy the day with us. Encourage everyone to take part in as many activities as you can for Tourism Month. Celebrate Tourism Month with us.
Communications Manager at the Ministry of Tourism, Jay Belmar. Activities for Tourism Month are being held under the theme, Tourism is Everyone's Business. Live it, love it, embrace it. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.